Okay, this is side two. Let's see. While we were in Hong Kong, we took, I think, three different tours. They were kind of nice. We took a nightclub tour. Oh, we took a sunset cruise, and we took a Hong Kong island tour. Most of it, Duchess, I had seen when I was there 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. I saw a lot when I went there 2 years ago. It was only 5 days, but we did a lot of traveling around. Anyhow, again, as I said, it was very pleasant. We were fortunate because they had had bad weather up until the week we went there. And we had gorgeous weather. One afternoon it rained, and that was it. So we were very fortunate. But I did race around an awful lot. And, of course, as I said, Bill had brought liquor with him. Plus, he purchased liquor there, so he always had drinks in the rooms. And he would come over with, you know, the drinks made up and whatnot, and it was kind of nice. And so I went to Charmaine's dressmaker. It's called Malicious. That's the wife's name, and the husband is Jimmy Chan. And he's very pleasant. Supposedly, I got a break on all my clothes, but I don't know. I sometimes wonder. Trying to think of what else I purchased besides the things I have mentioned. Certainly didn't amount to a whole lot. I got a couple of odd things that I got a little cheese and cracker board with a serving tray. These things only cost a couple of dollars, Duchess. Betty took one already. She just thought it was great to have in her room. And I packed all the stuff away. Well, I didn't. I just kind of put it in a footlocker. What else? The only thing I shipped was the stereo set, and it was here when I get back. It only took a few days. See, they discontinued APO privileges for civilians, which means I couldn't use the post office. So Bill mailed it for me. Oh, he did everything. He just stood there. He had to show his ID. But anyway, it was a fabulous 8 days. Normally it's only 7 days, but this was a special flight that overlapped one day, so we had a full 8 days in Hong Kong, which was very, very nice. And as I said, we did an awful lot of eating, Duchess. Oh, we went out every night, and Bill just, gee, I don't know how he puts it away. He's not that heavy. In fact, he's very trim, but he starts from the beginning with the soup and the appetizers, and he has a dozen oysters or snails and a big salad and big meals and desserts. And we just went all out. We had crepe Suzette. We had everything. Everything that was worthwhile having, we had in Hong Kong to eat and drink. And so I'm sure I have put on about 8 pounds, Duchess. I'm going to try and take off. Actually, I've taken off a couple already. I just don't like having the extra weight on. So, all in all, it was a great trip. But I think I'm going crazy with this money aspect. I don't think I'm really paying attention. I'd be stone broke. I figured out the other day, just roughly, not counting today, because today I spent some more money. But since I've been in country, I've spent over $7,000. I have no idea what it's on, but people are amazed. I said, well, how can you spend that kind of money? Because it's so cheap to live. You know, we don't have any bills except $20 a month for our room, 18. But I do manage. So, but of course, Duchess, I've had a lot of trips this year. I can't complain. Since last December, I've been to Australia, Taiwan, Tokyo, now Hong Kong. And of course, I had a 3-day weekend in Bangkok. And wherever I go, it runs me $100 a day, easy. So that's doing pretty good, I think, in 1 year. Ah, dear. I'm trying to think if I bought anything else that was so special. I don't think so, Duchess. Anyway. And today, I get so annoyed at myself. I bet I spent 3 hours today with this Pacex catalog. The new one I have, Tom gave it to me. And I wanted to, here, this is what was confusing me. I told Bill I was ordering a PA set. A TV, Dutchess. And he said, well, Ann, remember, if you mail at home, it's subject to customs. Anything over $50 is subject to customs. So I was going to mail it to myself here, and then Charmaine said, oh, no, go ahead and mail it home. Everybody was giving me different advice on it. So I made the order blank out before I left Dutchess, but I never mailed it. And I was going to mail, it was 100 pounds of other items to you, but I was afraid the TV might be subject to customs, and it would be another, oh, I don't know, $20, $30, something like that. Maybe more, I don't know. And so I decided to mail the TV here to me in Vietnam. And then I am putting in a request for a partial shipment, and I will mail it home. The reason, Dutchess, when it goes from the Pacex to the States, it goes parcel post, which could take 2 to 3 months. If it comes from Pacex to here, Vietnam, it should only take a couple of weeks. Of course, now we're into the Christmas season. But once it gets here, Dutchess, and it goes home whole baggage, it will go airmail, at least to the West Coast. But Betty McKinney, when she went home, she said all her whole baggage was home when she got home, which was only like a week later. She stopped off in Japan. So I think it stands a much better chance of going from here to the East Coast airmail, and chances are you'll get it much sooner. So anyway, I couldn't decide. I thought, well, I was going to get some other things, and I thought, well, I'll ship them all here. But I want to be careful, because I requested 600 pounds partial shipment, and I'll probably get the order sometime this week. And, of course, now I won't have the TV now for a couple of weeks. Gets very confusing, Dutchess, because the rates have doubled, the shipping rates, with this new catalog. They've just gone almost double what they were. And so it's pretty expensive, the shipping gets involved with the insurance and everything. So anyway, I did make out the check for $240 to cover the TV, and I'll get it in the mail tomorrow. And so it'll probably take a few weeks, Dutchess, come here. In this room that I'm in now, Dutchess, it's an 8x12 or whatever it is, room. I have, of course, my bed, my refrigerator, dresser, night table, and a big chair. But in addition to that, I have my 3-foot lockers. I have 3 elephants. I told you about the elephants, didn't I? I have one more elephant to get. It's still not ready. It's down in Saigon. It's another $45. What the hell am I doing with 4 elephants? I don't know. And then I have 3 boxes with the stereo in it. My point is, I have very little room for me. I can just about get in and get on the bed. I have so much stuff, and then my closet is bulging. I have one small little closet, Dutchess, and I have everything in there. And all my uniforms, my dresses, my shoes, everything. And so I've got to make a shipment to get some of this stuff out of here. And they were giving me a very hard time about requesting a shipment. But I finally got it. I gave it to Charmaine. She's going to hand carry it down tomorrow to CPO and get orders cut. So, anyway, that's pretty much the story in a nutshell. A couple of things I had made are very nice, Dutchess. I had a piece of material that I had from Bearcat. The general's aide gave it to me. I don't know if you remember that story. But anyway, I had a dress made up. Very simple. $20. Dear. Oh, I do have news. Charmaine is going home 15 December. And she promised her grandmother she would be home for Christmas. And, of course, she wants me to go too, Dutchess. We had kind of planned on going together. And, of course, you know our minds have changed repeatedly the last 6 months. I almost was home this last summer. I told Charmaine that I don't particularly want to go home for the winter because I did want to just kind of lounge around in the sun a little bit, go swimming or whatever. And so she was going to stay until possibly the spring. First we were going home in August and all this stuff. Of course it never materialized because Charmaine did get her promotion effective 18th of October. Oh, that's when I taped you. I remember the 18th because I remember telling you it was Charmaine's promotion day. Right. So anyway, Duchess, she's going to go home, and I told her I didn't think I'd come home at that time. I don't know. I really don't. The way it looks now, I probably will stay until March anyway, April. She said, okay, I'll go home, and then I'll meet you in Spain in February. She doesn't know what she's doing, Duchess. She wants to enroll in graduate school. She wants to go to be a librarian, of all things. So, I don't know. I'm just going to let her go. I don't feel that it's necessary that I come home in December. It would be very nice, you know, but it's very inconvenient as far as hunting a job and buying a car and doing all these things in the middle of winter. I think this would be a little bit difficult. But I'd like to see how much longer, really, I can just kind of stay. Kind of playing it by ear, Duchess. It'll be very difficult when Charmaine leaves. I think Vera's going to go down and cover her position. And I have to go north this month, next week, on the 9th or 10th, Duchess. Oh, pay attention, because I probably won't be able to tape to you much after the 9th or 10th. I'm not going to carry my tape recorder. But Beth Carney goes home on the 3rd of November, like in a few days, day after tomorrow. She's going home for about a month or 5 weeks. This will be Beth's first trip home in 5 years or more. And so Betty is asking me to go north up to Da Nang, where I'll be covering all of 1st and 2nd Corps. Da Nang, Chu Lai, Phu Bai, Quan Tri, Tui Ra, Pleiku, An Khe, Nha Trang, Quy Nhon. That whole area will be mine. I'm so happy. Anyway, I'll be gone 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month. I don't know if I'll get a chance to come back down in that time or not. And so that'll take me up to December. I guess I'll have to start writing a note or something. So it'll be different, you know, the time will go quickly. And Jane Matthews is not coming back until possibly the end of December. We had a cablegram from the headquarters at Hawaii stating that Jane's mother had had a slight heart attack. Jane was due back in country the end of October, last week sometime. And they had a cablegram saying her mother just said slight heart attack and Miss Matthews would be delayed 1 or 2 months, which would mean the end of November or possibly the end of December. And so it's bad enough with the shortage of supervisors, but with Jane out and Charmaine going home, Duchess, we can't possibly hold it together. I don't know, but we're going to be closing a lot of clubs, you know. The object is to be pulling out. We have 2 or 3 that are going to close between now and the first of the year, and that's one of the reasons I have to go north and assist, because it's a big job and we don't have any experienced people that know what to do. And so after next week, I shall be doing a great deal of traveling again. In fact, tomorrow morning, I'll be going to the Delta. This will be my first trip out in a long time. I'll be coming back, though, tomorrow night, I think. Oh, it reminds me, I have to call those people, the dispatch, to see if I can get my flight. Last night, there was supposed to be a big party, Duchess, for Colonel Maiello. He leaves in another week, and it was canceled because the power went off at this place we were having it. And so the party is tomorrow night, and I'm going to wear my, what Ruth Masson used to call her bitchy black. It's this black dress I had made in Hong Kong. It's just lovely. Love it to death. Has a long stole with frills on it. Anyway, it's very exciting here, and there's something new happening all the time. And of course, in December, Duchess, I go to a step 3. I'm a step 2 now, GS-10, step 2, and I'll go to a step 3. So I'd like to keep that for a little while. We'll see, Duchess. I think it's time I came home soon, but gee whiz. This is running out, and you won't get it right away because I know you're on vacation. I'll be anxious to hear how your trip went. I'm sure it'll be a lovely time with you and Aileen. I just hope you have real good weather, have fun, And so this tape should be waiting for you by the time you get back.